myself pickled pink about.
Yo, Dave, what's my balance, Giggles?
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah. Yeah.
Shut up, shut!
Ah! Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
What the hell was that? What the hell was that?
What is that?
So I'm walking down Bengali Boulevard, and I see this toy at one of these little shops, and it's this little girl, like a pink girl. She's like 8 inches long, and she's like kicking her feet, and she's just repeating this song over and over.
That's a girl?
That was a girl.
That's a girl?
That was a girl.
That's not a toy.
It was a toy. It was a toy.
Chinatown.
It was a toy.
And it was a toy, yeah. Okay, so it wasn't an actual little girl.
It used to be a little girl, and then a magician cast a spell.
Well, there was definitely a girl that did that voice. Man, I sound like a... Is that just me, or is that how I sound, or...
How do you think you sound? You think you sound good or bad?
I think I sound like a woman right now.
You kind of sound like a woman overall. You look like a woman, you walk like a woman, you sound like a woman. Yeah.
You look good.
You look real good.
Dave and Giggles and Curtis. Sunday afternoon. Sunday night.
This is my friend Curtis across from me, and as usual...
Giggles. I'm going to take the highs out a little bit. There, do I sound more like a man now?
No.
What is?
No.
Gosh, I got to work on that.
You do. So what's going on? This is a late show. I don't know if anyone's listening, but it is a late show.
It is a late show.
And we're looking good. We're feeling good, except for Curtis, who's sitting there before the show going, I don't want to do this.
I'm missing
I don't want to do this.
America's Funniest Home Videos is on.
AMV?
AFV.
AFV?
AFV.
I'm missing that.
Will there always be a place for America's Funniest Home Videos?
Isn't that what YouTube is now?
Yeah. YouTube's so pretty much what do they do now? They take the videos off of YouTube and say, we could put this on.
I'm trying to imagine the person who still sends in VHS tapes. I'm not going to upload it to YouTube.
Where it has the dates flashing 000.
I think there's a bigger prize here.
Mm-hmm. What's the bigger prize?
Well, $10,000, a shot at $100,000, a trip for your family to Disney World.
It's like a good Tom point. Bergeron, Roger Bergeron.
Tom Bergeron, you had it right the first time.
Tom Bergeron.
He's all around guy, isn't
he? He's like the white Mario Lopez of talk shows. Wow. You know how Mario Lopez?
Because they're both on Dancing with the Stars.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
The world provided the connection to whatever you were going
for. What do you think about Kate Gosselin from John and Kate Plus 8? You know, having like 8 kids and being on. Why is that rattling?
It's you, dude.
It's not me. I'm not touching it.
Would you
Don't
fuck
worry
her?
About it.
Would you do her?
Would I do her? No.
You wouldn't do Kate?
No. After you had it. Well, they were C-section. So.
Well, she had 8 kids.
Right.
Yeah, all of them were C-section.
How do you know that?
Yeah, how do you know these things?
I watched. I had a girlfriend that liked that show.
Oh.
Had a girlfriend.
Oh.
And I dumped her.
Oh.
That's cold hearted.
Cold hearted.
It's cold. Ice.
From what you told me, though, I remember it being...
She dumped me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't...
No worries. It's cool.
No, it's cool.
She dumped you.
So we just got this in. Speaking of dumping, we're about to get dumped by some heavy rains. Jason over there at the weather center, what's going on outside?
What happens
when it will I'm soon going? Be raining.
Raining. What happens when I'm going, when I show up late?
Make it rain.
646-915-9228. Give us a call. Jason's on the switchboard today.
Mm-hmm.
So give him a call and say hello to Jason.
He'll patch in.
Hi.
Make all of my effort worth it. Give us a call.
646-915-9228. And by the way, you should text Jailhouse Joe and tell him to give a call in. He's going to give us an update.
He's on the road.
Yeah, he's going to give us an update on the road. And also give us an update about New Orleans
Jazz
and their state of emergency. They went into a state of emergency.
You got out of there before you got covered in oil.
Gosh, man, if it ain't water, it's oil.
Yeah,
it's terrible. That's what it is.
I'm half expecting Joe to come back just kind of like dripping black sludge all over the apartment.
Well, he's going to smell like petroleum anyway because he likes Vaseline. Like he covers himself in Vaseline all the time.
Whoa. How do you know that Kate Gosselin had a C-section?
She said it. Oh, because she went and got some plastic surgeon offered her to do her tummy tuck because she had 8 kids.
Uh-huh.
Or 6 of them at once.
Right.
You know, so her belly was all stretched.
Oh, I bet. You got 6 kids in here? You're practically a cat.
Like, I know.
Practically a cat. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But she did come out a couple weeks ago and say that basically she will do anything for money because that's the only way she could sustain 8 kids.
Well, that's how she got fucking squirted until she got pregnant with 8.
In vitro fertilization. Yeah. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Mm. Terrible.
You know that the Dugan family. And you got to say like
The Dugans.
19 and 19
They're Mormons,
counting.
Aren't they?
Yeah, something like that.
How many they got?
19.
Do you watch these shows?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it.
But why?
I don't know. It's just,
he's infatuated with weird oddities.
You know, it's the best TV on now.
Is it?
No. No.
Is reality show the best television show there is?
I can't stand. Like, they have. How many logging shows do they have right now? Swamp Loggers, Axemen, you know? Oh, yeah. Oh.
Don't talk to him. Talk to me about that.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was pointing and looking at you.
Yeah.
Give us a little music. Yeah.
We got to work out a system for that.
We do have to work out a system. So, that was a good song. Good choice. So, last night, a bomb was found in Times Square.
I heard it was gasoline, fireworks, and newspaper.
Propane tanks.
It was
two, not even, when I read it this morning, it was like used for gas grills, but no, it's used for camping grills. So it was two little propane. That's obviously better. It's less propane, right. But there were two of those.
Yeah.
And then they were all wrapped M80s.
That's awesome.
I believe that an 11-year-old kid did this. Totally.
But do you hear the way the car was? It was like put up on the sidewalk with the flashers on, the window shut tinted, and there was smoke piling out the car. And apparently it was about to, like, it was about to go off.
Right.
Really?
I think that some kid or some guy was driving around his ill-behaved stepson, who was back there. They were coming back from a camping trip, and the kid just started making the most ridiculous bomb in the world. And then the dad's like, holy shit, we got to get out of here. And then was embarrassed by his lack of parenting skills.
I could see that.
Yep.
I could totally see that.
Right now, you want to keep an eye out for apparently a white guy in a red shirt with a red-headed stepchild.
Mm-hmm. You can't trust the redheads.
Hey, whatever happened to the problem child? Remember that show with John Ritter? Was it John Ritter?
What happened is he died. John Ritter died,
but what's the problem kid up to?
He's fucking building bombs and pathfinders and putting them in.
Oh my gosh! But with all the with all the cameras in Times Square,
according to MIA, he's being
the musical
killed.
Artist.
Yeah. Have you seen the new MIA video?
Yes.
Yeah. Where they just kill
bunch of gingers.
Yeah, a bunch of gingers just killing gingers.
I want to see the ginger kid who has a problem with South Park.
He'll come out with something.
I want to see his video response to MIA. It's like, guys, it's growing.
The hatred is growing.
I mean, stop.
Let's just take out redheads.
It's not funny.
It's not funny, guys. Come on.
Have you ever been with a redheaded girl?
No, but I had a crush on one for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you do about it? Nothing.
Edie McClure.
Nothing. Couldn't do nothing.
Nothing?
Couldn't do anything.
Mm. Mm. Your outfit today is a little odd. You look like a 12-year-old boy.
Thanks, buddy. You're wearing a white beard.
You're wearing like a communist Chinese worker cap that has a
Terminator
logo.
Yeah.
Oh, and not even just, it's Sarah Connor Chronicles.
It's a TV show. I feel like I'm like ready to go with this hat. Like,
you look like John Connor.
Yeah, I feel like John Connor. Wrong one, buddy.
I can't stand this song. I can't stand it.
The video was amazing. The
video was good. That's the Crash Test Dummies, if I'm correct, right?
Crash Test Dummies.
It's a good name for a band.
It is.
Yeah. Really cool. 646-915-9228. You keeping an eye over there?
Yeah.
We up on Ustream this week?
We're up.
I love it.
Ustream's working.
I love it.
That's good.
I think.
So check this out.
All right.
I've been walking around.
What am I checking out?
No, I just did my story that I'm okay. about to tell you.
Yeah, he opens all of his stories.
Yo,
now,
check this out.
Like an early 90s hip-hop group. Yo, check it.
Check it.
So
he wears his pants backwards, too, like crisscross.
Sundresses and flip-flops.
It's the is it the summer look?
Oh, it's the summer look, and it's looking good.
No, like, I think it started last year, the long sundress.
Ooh. I think and like
that's what I've been seeing a lot this year.
Yeah, with like the...
Yeah.
I like it.
It's a good look. I'm not going to lie to
you. But I'm wondering, what about their thighs in there? I mean, that's got to be cooking under there with the long sundress, and it's a little hot.
That's why the airflow is really... There's a lot of airflow.
Yeah, I guess
this is true. He makes a solid point. I mean...
Yeah, the heat
flows up, you know,
but not from a long sundress. Like you got to have the short sundress to keep it cool down there.
So what do you want? You should go around, be some kind of sundress vigilante,
okay,
and just start cutting girls.
I think this week you should take 3 separate 1 mile walks.
Okay,
3 separate
at high noon, the hottest part of the day, and you go with what you normally wear, which is backward shorts and a tank top. Then you go with
the crisscross
short
look.
Sundress and
safety scissors.
Safety scissors.
And a thermometer. And if it's above 102 degrees.
Safety scissors that you had in second grade will cut a sundress. You need like sheer scissors.
But I'm probably gonna cut some girls like
You're probably gonna get sexual harassment cases left and right.
Yeah. But it's what I'll do for the radio.
It will be what
you do.
Yeah,
so let us know how your thighs are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In herpes news, I was in the Duane Reade.
Taking Valtrex again?
Taking Valtrex. So
We should let people know. Last week, we determined that 1 out of 3 of us has herpes, and it's not
one
me.
Out of three.
It's not me. Dave, I bet you got herpes.
Yeah, I got herpes. Crazy.
Yeah, I think you got them from that hat.
The hat, my Terminator hat.
Herpes of the forehead.
Me and John Connor go way back.
So anyway, I'm at the DR.
Well, give me your story. All right, the DR, Duane Reade,
which is bought out by Walgreens, $1 billion cash. Just thought I'd throw that.
You know where Duane Reade is? On the corner of Duane and Reade.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
It's the first one. Go on with your story.
All right. Well, that was a little fact I wasn't ready for. So anyways, this lady's in front of me, and she's buying all this stuff. And I hear the lady at the front say, herpes, it's for your lips. And I was like, what? Did I hear that right? But really what it was Burt's Bees. And she's like, it's for your lips. And she's like,
is that why you texted me Burt's Bees?
Yeah. She's like, Burt's Bees, it's for your lips. So I was like, did that lady just be like, yo, herpes, for your lips? You know, like at the counter. It was pretty awesome.
So you're sitting there like with a shocked look on your face going, this person has herpes. Turning around going, did you hear herpes? I heard herpes.
But she said it a couple times. I was like, herpes.
Shocked you.
Herpes. I was like, what? Does it like
herpes.
Herpes. Like, did she? Like in front of everybody.
That's pretty funny. You must have been kind of embarrassed.
Yeah, it was a lady.
And then when you got up there and said, hey, I'm here for my Valtrex.
Yeah. And he's like, herpes.
Herpes, yeah. Herpes. I got herpes, guys.
Say it once and say it right.
Yeah. Say it proud.
It's on my lips. Herpes.
It's
herpes.
All over. Wait, why don't I give you the notes? What was I talking about?
What?
I forgot what I was going to say.
So the reason I was late.
Oh, this is good.
All right, what do you got?
What?
You talking to me?
Okay.
Reason I was late, taxi driver refused to drive out of Manhattan.
That's illegal.
Illegal.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Which is
illegal. Were you in the car? You got to get in the car first.
I was in the car. He turned around, got up in my face.
What?
And he said, you need to get out. And I said, it's illegal for you not to drive me to Manhattan. I ain't moving. And he said, well, neither am I. And I said, you son of a bitch. It's a standoff.
What a wasted opportunity. I'm going to give you a piece of my mind.
Let's hear it.
You specifically. Because in that moment... You call us and you say, I'm going to sit in this fucking cab. And you call in and we'll do the show that way.
We'll do the show. We'll record it. I want you to be on record at all times.
It's just, with you guys, it's tough to find material.
Mm-hmm.
Call when it just presents itself.
It's tough to find material.
Were you going to say caller, you're on the air?
Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, there's no.
How do you know? You're not even on the right stream.
Because I'm not going to instantaneously put someone on one. Because earning... You're spot on makes you feel that much better about
it. That's true.
And then I just checked it not even 2 seconds ago.
Okay.
Before I started talking, and then you interrupted
me. Right.
Which is now what's happening. Hey, look, no callers. So there we go.
646-915-9228. Give us a call.
I've taken a turn into angry.
I like the angry. I mean, if you want to bring it towards angry, we could get really angry and start talking about the other night we all went out.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We. He was so angry.
So angry. I will not name any names, but going with the taxi story, someone took a car service to said place that we went to the other night. Mm-hmm. If you don't want me to mention it, I won't. But it was a comedy show. It was a good comedy show. Yeah. But he took a car service. When he got there, the guy said $15. He started screaming at him and said, I will not pay it. So the car service guy drove them back to where he picked them up.
What?
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding.
Wait, that happened that night?
That happened that night.
After leaving the show?
Before getting there.
Getting there.
Yeah, getting there. There was a guy and a girl. If you want to.
This guy?
No, he took a taxi.
I took a taxi and I paid him.
A guy and a girl.
Oh, my gosh. So he...
A guy and a girl. Did that guy later get angry?
Right here, you assholes.
What? Yes. Oh, it's the same guy?
Same guy.
So he drove him back to the place where they...
He drove him back to where he picked them up and said, get out, asshole.
That's awesome. But, I mean, it was probably worth a $15 ride, right? Was it fair?
It was coming from Astoria to...
Oh, yeah, that's about right.
Someone is cheap in this situation. Yeah. But, you know, it's
because it was he deemed it too expensive. But it was a car service, not a yellow cab.
It was a car service.
But that's why you don't take the car service. Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm not here to judge. Yeah. I'm just saying that he drove them back.
Add some context. I got wasted after the show that night. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Not really wasted, but wasted enough. But
there?
And then when we left, we hopped in a cab. A yellow cab.
Mm. Not a car
service. His meter wasn't working, and I... Hand to God. I was like, I'll pay you $15 to take me to Astoria.
Nice.
It's hysterical.
And we went back to Astoria. We paid him $15. He was like, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, meter's down. Whatever. But it started out, and he was just sitting there. We're like, what's going on? He's like, well, the meter won't go. And I was like, I'll just pay you $15 to not have to deal with that shit. Let's go.
That's character.
That is character.
Character counts. Character is what you do when nobody else is looking.
Right. No, unless you get driven back to where you started from.
Totally.
That's what happens.
So awesome.
That's an awkward drive back.
Oh, my gosh.
How does that go on the way back?
Like, you're probably sitting, like, whoever it was, I'm not going to name names, probably sitting there going, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
What the fuck is he doing? I don't understand why he just didn't jump out.
Yeah.
Like... If you're getting driven back, there's going to be a red light. We're in the city. Yeah. Why don't you just get out?
Totally. That's like a mom, like, you know, locking the doors and be like, I'm home.
I'm taking you home. Turning this car around.
I wanted to see him go all the way back, and he's like, all right, I'll pay you $15.
Drive me back.
Good. And then we'll go back over there.
It's classic. No. It is a classic move.
Good show. I didn't get to see your show.
Right here, you assholes.
Classic. That was awesome. Classic.
Oh, my gosh.
So what else is going on? We had a lot of stuff going on this week.
I'm looking in my... I've been doing this thing called memo pads.
I do memo pads.
And this is one of said selections from my memo pad.
All right, let's hear it.
Can I get some memo pad music?
Yeah, just go ahead and do whatever you can do. Some music will come in right behind you.
Okay.
Memo pad music.
For the people at home that didn't hear that, Mike just farted.
Mike has the worst gas.
Because I've been eating granola. Well, I'm thinking about doing the Master Cleanse.
You should do the Master Cleanse.
Will you do it with me?
What is the Master Cleanse? Give it to me. Break it down.
It's you just drink nothing but lemonade.
This sounds terrible already.
Oh, but hold on. Cayenne pepper.
Oh, and like that's maple what we put syrups. In your deodorant.
Yeah. All right.
That's because memo pad music.
The baby throwing up in the plastic bag and the stink eye afterwards. The train smelled like baby throw up. It's got that particular smell to it. Not quite milk, not quite vomit.
That's... Number two.
We relate to these characters. Number three.
What was the second one?
I don't know. It just said we relate to these characters.
I think that was a haiku.
Yeah, it was a haiku. Here's the third one.
All right.
We wouldn't want the people behind you to lack in their concert appearance by you dancing in front of them. Exclamation point. Nothing to talk about at dinner is the surefire clue. Freshman in college. Don't be a bitter boyfriend. Think positive, getting over a feeling sorry for yourself. Too many red flags. Way too many.
I know who you are. I know exactly who you are. I can see right through you.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one. Okay, ready? This is going.
justice and equality and sit your shit down. The big-breasted bartender catching me looking for video cameras. The history of the building, the completely wrong place for the band. Trying to get downstairs for better seats. Can't really dance in your seats. $5 Kit Kats and a terrible subway ride home. Wondering about the flashlights. Telling people to stop talking video. Or telling them to sit down. Sit down. You must. Some people paid $100 for these tickets. Yeah. Yeah.
What the hell was that? That was what?
I don't know.
Was that a toy in Chinatown too?
Totally toy in Chinatown. The thing that I don't understand is like what goes through your mind as you write this, because that's incoherent babble.
That's incoherent what crazy babble. People say
yeah,
out loud.
Exactly.
There's not much difference between you putting it in memo pad.
I need you to cut that out. I need you to cut that out.
You live in a hall of mirrors, my friend. A hall of mirrors.
I bet you half the people that walk down the street look at you and go, did you see that crazy guy?
Totally.
You know what you should do for this week?
Mm-hmm.
Memo notes. Do some memo notes.
All right.
We'll play those back.
Yeah.
And then you can explain what's going through your mind as you make those memo notes, because I don't understand what's going through your mind as you write that stuff.
Oh, gosh, dude. I don't know what was going through my head last night. Check this out.
All right.
I had a catering shift last night, this wedding.
You love to cater.
I dropped acid before I went there.
You're a liar.
Tripping balls.
You're a liar.
Yeah, I am lying. I didn't drop acid. But
yeah, I don't have a job. I'm lying. I don't have a job. I just tripped acid. That's all I did.
But anyway, so I cater this wedding, and so many nose jobs. So many.
What? Did they do them during the event?
It was a nose job event.
Nose job after nose job.
It was like tomato fondue, nose job? Yes. But
check for both.
Yeah. It was ridiculous. It was an Upper East Side, you know, sort of soiree. Must have cost
Upper
like
West Side?
Upper East Side.
Upper East Side.
Yeah.
So who's on the Upper East Side?
Just rich people.
Just discriminately like, I'll take two nose jobs.
Oh, my gosh. But when they all look the same, like when you just start seeing it, I felt like I was around aliens because they all looked like their skin was pulled and they had the
How
nose
old
jobs.
Were they young
in their
or
60s.
Older?
Oh, 60s, 70s. But they were just like ridiculously rich and like skin was pulled tight. Tight.
Skin be pulled tight.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? Do you think any kind of facial surgeries?
Unless, like, I think all that money that if you spend $50,000 on a nose job or however much it costs, I haven't looked into it, but
at least $50,000.
At least $50,000.
Check this out. This is a good point. 10% of that
with
money.
My tofu.
You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening to 10%.
10% of that money should go to like babies with cleft lips.
No,
you
shouldn't.
Mentioned cleft
no,
lips
should.
Last week.
No, like it should.
No?
No.
What about like those kids in Mexico? Like that smile does it wear a cherry?
When you buy a car, do they send another car to another country?
No.
No?
No.
I mean maybe
I just don't think
just because it's a nose job you have to
I mean whatever. Provide. It's your body, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
But like the exorbitant wealthy man, if they're gonna like I mean, this isn't gonna become into law. But like
all right, if you're gonna give a law, go ahead. What's your law? Giggles law.
Yeah, everyone listening has to abide by this law.
But I have to abide by this law for the next week.
Oh, a week?
Week.
No Scandinavian people allowed in Astoria.
That's tough for Scandinavian people.
Yeah.
Get out.
If you're a Scandinavian person, call in right now. 646-915-9228. Listen, if you look Scandinavian, I have the right as a police officer to come up to you and be like, hey, let me see your ID.
You talking about it, Arizona?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Good little segue, right? Let's get real into it. What
do you want?
Stop shaking the mic.
I'm not shaking the mic. Go ahead, put that back up. I got some music for our border friends.
For our border friends. Ooh, fish this time.
What do you think about that? Let me
Mexican
ask you,
cousin. Hillary just came out.
Clinton.
Yeah, today.
She is a lesbian, y'all. She just came out.
She just came out. The closet.
Done. Actually, Bill Clinton already put out a statement. He just said, all right.
All right.
All right.
We're going to get some threesomes going. So she just came out and said that they have exceeded their state limits. They're not allowed to. You're not allowed to, by law, make any immigration laws state-wide. You're just not allowed to do that. So here they are making that law.
Right.
And it's also a racial inequality law.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right.
But and, it's not new. It's not new. Actually, I saw a video about a gentleman named Edward Lawson who moved to San Diego. And the first night he was there, he got invited to a house party. And he decided to leave that house party and walk.
Said house party.
To his house. And he got stopped. And
it's a good movie,
he's
too.
He's a black guy. He got stopped by the cops, and he ended up kind of arguing, I don't need to show you my license. You know, well, I'm not doing anything. I
right.
don't need to show you my ID. Or,
but this is that's the law. You don't have to show your license.
Right.
And, you're not doing anything wrong.
And California at the time had a law in the books that was the California ID law or whatever it was called. And it was just you have to provide it. That's it. When asked by a cop. So he ended up going to jail for that. And then he described over 18 months that happened 15 times. And he took notes. You know, it was the cop with the badge number, whatever else.
So this guy got stopped 15 times?
15 times in 18 months.
Was he Mexican or what?
No, he was a black guy.
Black guy.
And he essentially went around and, you know, registered all the stuff, put it in a list, tried to get help from law firms. He tried, like, rich law firms.
Racial profiling.
I'm essentially retelling the story. Just search Edward Lawson on YouTube, and you'll see him tell the story much better than I can. Ends up in front of the Supreme Court.
Can we?
What?
Turn your phones off here?
I just turned it off right now.
It was
Josh. He's probably calling in.
Tell him to call
in.
Tell him to call in.
So he goes to the Supreme Court, and they end up, like, he loses a whole bunch in small courts in California, but eventually he won in one of the California district courts, a federal court, that essentially took that law off the books, not even only California, but Alaska, Hawaii, like, that whole district then was like, no, you can't do this. The cops then came back, and they appealed it. Because I'm sure there was some financial stipulation to it. They wanted to get
sure.
the books. At best case scenario, worst case, they wanted to continue racially profiling people.
If you were a cop, wouldn't you want it to?
Well, I would naturally.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way.
Yeah,
that's just the way the world works.
The thing is, the law book should not
promote that.
Yeah, because then it ceases to become a cop's intuition and becomes like, now it's a blanket policy.
Exactly.
Let's just talk to everybody.
Which is the funny thing about the Arizona one is that part of the law said that if you are a citizen and you see a cop next to someone who is what they called suspicious, whatever they put it,
Mexican cousin.
Yeah, Mexican cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see him not do anything about it and you think that guy could be an illegal alien, you can sue the cop. That's part of that. That was part of that
which
law.
Which means the cop is going to be like every single
exactly.
person.
Which,
needs to
if you think about it, and if you think about it, and that's now it's mandating that cops have to racial profile. What's the difference between that and the SS?
Right.
You know, like.
Well.
Yeah.
There's differences.
Yeah, there's differences.
We
but it's
speak
leading,
American. They speak German.
German sure. But yeah. I mean, you're leading down that same road that you don't want to lead down. You know, you're talking about giving ultimate control to these cops to do whatever they want. Carte blanche.
Totally inappropriate and wrong.
Bunch of
totally
jerks.
Inappropriate. It was. I think it was overturned. Something else.
Is that a law though in New York State? Can like some cops just be like, "Hey, let me see your ID. Let me search you."
In the city, it's like that.
Really?
Yeah. But you can. They're not allowed. That's illegal seats and search. So search and seizure.
Well, I mean, they have to have a reason, but.
Yeah, but if you're just walking down the street and they say, "What's in your pockets?" They can't do that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I had a buddy the other day tell me a story about him and his friends were walking out of a bar, and a cop, unmarked car, pulled him over, and they're like, "Hey," and they put him up against the wall, frisked him, found a little bit of, a bit of cat grass, you know what I'm talking about? I don't want to say.
A little cat grass?
A little
weed.
A little MJ.
A little weed.
Yeah.
Little
MJ.
Hold on, let me check with the FCC.
Just, can we say, can we say weed?
Some
can
marijuana.
We say pot? Can we say marijuana?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But found it on him and put him in a holding cell for
I'm
16
sure
hours.
If, he went the right way about it.
Oh.
That was wrong.
Yeah.
Wrongful search and seizure.
Right. Yeah. Well, he said they threw the Patriot Act at him. They said, Patriot Act.
Fucking
we can do whatever. But unmarked car.
To be honest, like, I'm actually okay with that in a city like New York.
Really? Well, I mean, look at Times Square.
Unless you got a bazooka in your pocket.
I had a roommate who worked for the court system up in the Bronx. And he essentially said,
the BX.
You know, when you go out, don't go out without an ID because you're just asking for to get, like, just. If you get asked for your ID, just provide your ID. That's fine.
Yeah.
And then what if you're not nine doing times out of ten, if you're doing something wrong and there's just no, hey, it's my ID, whatever.
Yeah,
sure.
Cop can be a dick and find, you know, something. I don't know that I'm going to let him search me.
Sure.
No.
But I'm going to say, look, here's my ID. This is what I'm doing. And I think that makes a safer city.
Mm.
But when you start going, like, statewide or whatever else, you know, that's tougher. I think New York's a special circumstance. I think any big city is a special circumstance.
Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, Miami.
Look at what happened. Could have happened in Times Square.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who, did you see the guy who caught him?
That was
the guy who found it.
Street car, right?
T-shirt vendor.
He was a t-shirt vendor.
Yep.
He was like a pimp. He's wearing. He's got a cane. He's got like a fedora hat.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like big news. His family's like, oh, I saw you on the news. Oh my gosh.
There was a. He showed up to work today, and he was bombarded by the news.
Did he sell a bunch of t-shirts?
I hope he did.
I hope he started selling a t-shirt.
Yeah,
that's seriously. Like.
Yeah, look what.
Yeah, see something, say something.
Yes, see
that was his big thing. That was his big thing. When all the news asked him, he was
He's a t-shirt man.
See something, say something.
He's a t-shirt man. He's about to slow.
He knows what's going on.
He's going to sell so many t-shirts.
He will. I might go buy one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just, what if you do a search like, instead of you replace the heart with, I see something, I say something, NY.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Write it in red.
I see something, I say something.
One eye.
But one eye.
You replace the heart with see something, say something, and then it just says New York underneath it. So it's an I heart.
I see
New York
something,
shirt.
I say something, New York.
Right.
Or just like a big eyeball, you know, like an all knowing, omnipotent eyeball.
Like, how about I see with the eyes, and then I say with the mouth. So you got a mouth.
Mm-hmm.
We got a caller? 646-915-9228.
We do have a caller.
Yeah.
I just click on air, right?
Yep. Caller, you're on the air. Caller?
Nope.
Yeah,
you don't just click that.
No?
They're gone.
Okay.
Call back. 646-915. It was Josh Thompson called back.
Yeah, it was Jersey Josh. We had a caller.
I want to talk to
but
him.
But your screen, we can't.
You saw me click on air.
Would you rather be on iTunes than our switchboard? He's fired.
No,
fired.
I wouldn't. Well, I'd rather not have a fucking phone call to worry about. Because we're getting ready to do a solid 4 minutes about soda.
Soda. We are ready to do a solid. Yeah, but that's a good time. Let's talk about that. That's a good time. Wait till he calls in, then we'll talk about it.
Call back. I am staring at nothing but this until
646-915-9228.
Bunch of jerks. Didn't we got Ryan's segment?
What?
Did you put Ryan's segment
no,
on?
No, I didn't get a chance to put it on. We'll talk about it, though. He wants to do a segment, our buddy Ryan, comedian. Yeah. Comedian.
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 Look,
what would we do? A spring cleaning or something like that? Where we start trading shit and selling shit over the air?
Yeah.
I love it.
Let's do it.
I love it.
I guess Curtis doesn't like it.
We'll
he
talk
thinks
about
it's a bad
it
idea.
Next.
I heard a big sigh. From
well, eBay is clearly more efficient for something like that. Like, the clearly more efficient, better use of everyone's time. But
what? If it works out.
If you guys want to host an auction using what? A cell phone,
I would like people
oh,
to call up and say, look, I have this in my house. I'm doing some spring cleaning. I'm willing to trade it for something else.
Totally.
We'll do like
sure.
a little Craigslist on air.
Yo, yeah, because, you know, a fucking yeah. audio Craigslist is exactly, yeah. what.
Exactly what we need.
How long have we been doing
easier.
This show before Curtis? Huh? Year and a half. He comes in, poo-pooing ideas.
Yeah, you asked me to be here.
646-915-9228. Whose side do you take?
I know.
Yeah.
What
dumb... Oh, God!
Jeez.
Thank you,
really, dude?
Lord, for making my
really?
Point. For making my point.
That was the FCC coming in.
All right, I need you to
coming
give me
hot.
Something.
Give what?
The thing again. The thing again.
What do you want me to give you?
Finished. Press the pound key.
What's the number?
Awesome.
What's the number?
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
What's the number?
Good to see you.
What's the number?
Please enter your
Elizabeth,
passcode.
I haven't
not
seen
not
you since
you have on file
4-8. You're interrupting me. 1-7-5-8-4-7.
Should we not say this over the air?
7.
Is this come?
3. I don't give a fuck. I hope everyone logs in and manages this thing other than me.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we're reconnecting you now.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
We're good. 646-915-9228.
Just a small sampling of the great staff that we have here.
We have here, yeah.
Dave and Gable Show.
Thank you, Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah. Who works our front desk.
Yeah, she does. She's
cute on Sunday.
We should get an intern. I think that's our next step.
Yeah? We need to get out of the kitchen if we're going to have to
have
an intern.
Have you been blessed with Elizabeth's story about Brendan Fraser's acting during She-Devil?
You mean negative? Bedazzled.
Bedazzled.
Yeah. Bedazzled. I can't believe she I corrected devil. You. I was
yeah. like, you well, you bedazzled? Know that Kate Gosselin has a C-section scar.
It's true.
It's true. I did them.
And all the Axe shows. Yeah. All right, so go on about Bedazzled.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Let's hear it.
Apparently, Brendan Fraser brought a radio-controlled car to the set of Bedazzled, and anytime they filmed a scene without him, he would run the radio-controlled car in front of the actors that were there, and that's why the movie sucks so bad.
It's pretty good. There's something about Brendan Fraser that makes me want to cheer him on. Like, he does terrible movies, but I still, like, I like the guy.
Like, he's a make-a-wish thing.
Yeah, he's like, what do you make-a-wish. Say?
His whole career was given to him because he had leukemia. What do you
something. I don't know what it is, but I want to root for the guy.
What do you think his best movie was?
His best movie?
This is good.
Encino Man, I would probably say.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Encino Man.
School Ties.
School
Remember
Ties.
That one where he was the Jewish guy in the
He had
all
a pretty small
Christian
part
school?
In that, didn't he?
Is that
no,
the,
he was a big part.
Is that did the he? One where Joe Pesci lived in a van?
Yeah.
No, that was Fisher King.
No, that wasn't. Fisher no. King was
Look it up. Look
Kurt
it up.
Russell.
Joe no, Pesci lived in a van?
Are you going to look it up?
No.
There was one that Joe Pesci was. I need to know which one that was.
Yeah, we'll think of it in a minute. I think it's more fun to think about it.
All right, think about it.
Remember when the internet wasn't a thing that just stopped all this playfulness from happening? Although it is really good for selling your old shit.
It is. True. And call us up and sell your shit. 646-915-9228. Anybody? No?
No, nothing.
Brendan Fraser also did another good movie with Christopher Walken that was the Adam
Hunter.
Bomb movie. Remember that where he was buried underground for Alicia Silverstone was in it? It's pretty
Clueless?
Terrible. No, it wasn't Clueless.
What is she up to?
Alicia She's Silverstone. A big activist. Now.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of actors turn activists.
Dealing with a fluctuating but normal womanly figure.
Have we got a call?
No, we don't.
Okay. I saw your little Facebook post about the kid in Seattle that wanted to be Electron Boy. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Explain it for someone who has not seen this.
Okay, so there's a kid through Make-A-Wish, and this is actually a really sweet story.
It all comes back to Make-A-Wish
right.
again, full circle.
Wanted to be a superhero, mm-hmm. right? So the
Kick-Ass.
Kid's sick.
He saw Kick-Ass, wants to be a superhero.
Right. He ends up, and I'll get this somewhat wrong, but the general gist of it is that they dress this kid up like a superhero. And they allow him through the community and like a local sports franchise. I don't think it was like a small minor league baseball team or something like that. Ended up getting the kid in a limo and like escorted by police through Seattle to like save the day.
This kid's dying. And
this kid's like coming to save the day.
Yeah.
He ends up at like a baseball stadium and he releases the team who was locked and kidnapped by a bad guy. The bad guys come out. He's using a wand to like take care of him.
Points of wine, they go down.
Crazy.
Of course.
There's like thousands of people there.
How old is this little poor kid?
It's like 11 or something.
Yeah.
11. Poor little 11-year-old
kid. Eric Martin was his name.
Yeah.
Eric Martin.
Electron Boy, or also known as Electron Boy.
Right.
And he saved the day from Dr. Doom or something. It was, but how awesome to have like thousands of people in on it. You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. It's a pretty good story. What'd you do?
And good. And you know.
What'd you do?
With what? Nothing. With the leukemia kid?
Good for Seattle, too.
Yeah.
Because it's tough when you let a kid do something like really important that only adults should be doing. He could have screwed it up, and Dr. Doom
and
could have taken over Seattle.
So all right, so this kid shows up. And what if he just like doesn't really want to go along with all things? He's kind of freaked out.
Well, this was
this is his wish, dude.
But what if he gets freaked out? There's thousands of people staring.
Sure.
Dude, what would you do? You
gotta
kind of go up and like, go, dude, go save the day. Go
if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Superpower?
Yeah, I think it'd be. Get rid of that social anxiety you just described. Like.
Social anxiety of thousands of people staring at you at a baseball field. All right, if you're going to break it down, which one would you rather have, invisibility or flight?
Flight.
Flight.
Yeah. Because invisibility, you're just like sitting in the girl's bathroom, you know?
Yeah. There was actually a study that came out.
You can steal money, but then you're invisible.
You could steal from bad guys.
Steal from bad guys.
It's good.
You know what you could do? You could double team anyone you wanted.
Totally,
it's true.
While they watched and couldn't tell what was going on.
No,
they just think your girl's crazy.
Just double team. She'd be like, it really. Just scream, and just all of a sudden she's like, No, I swear to God, it felt like there was a dick in my mouth. There was a dick in my mouth. Someone put a dick in my mouth.
But you were over there. What the fuck?
He's probably like, oh, that's my magic powers.
Yeah.
Someone just put it in the Jesus.
We can't even go out anymore. You remember what happened the last time we were in that livery cab?
I just shit got fucked up. They turned around and took it back home.
I had a dick in my mouth.
So awesome.
I'm right here, you assholes. I'm right here. It was good times.
We were trying to perform theater. What are you talking about?
Good times.
Freaking mutt.
There was actually something that came out. If you could get me a glass of water, that would be awesome.
I would love a glass of wine that isn't rotten.
There was a thing that came out that asked that question. Would you rather have flight or invisibility?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a majority of the guys said flight, and the majority of the girls said invisibility.
The girls are already invisible to me, so what's it, you know?
But that's because you're gay.
It's true.
Because you walk around going, lips, 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 lips.
You should have kissed me, dude. What? Tell us what happened.
God.
Tell us what happened.
You tried to attack me. You tried to attack me with your herpetic lips.
I just wanted you to kiss me.
And you wanted to kiss me.
I just wanted you to kiss me. What's so wrong?
What's so right about that?
You know?
I really believe that it's you trying to continue your cause to have everyone have herpes.
Yeah,
so that
true.
It's no longer a big deal that you have herpes.
Well, his last week, his theory was that it's actually an evolutionary right. trait mm-hmm. to have herpes.
This is, what magic power do you want? I want herpes.
I want herpes.
I want herpes.
See what it does? Yep. It gives me rashes on my lips and my cock.
Yep. Eventually, those rashes will be one huge rash, which will be an exoskeleton that protects us from the robot wars.
And when the sun blows up.
Sarah Connor can't do it all on her own.
No, she can't. Neither
can
John.
I know that because I've watched her Chronicles.
Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Your fucking hat's retarded.
You love it.
New Whack Shack coming in down the street.
Say that one more time.
There's a new Whack Shack coming in the street.
Say that one more time.
A little slower this time.
There's a new Whack Shack coming down the street. You know those little Whack You know what?
What is a Whack Shack? Explain to me what a Whack Shack
is. You been to a Whack Shack? There's one coming down on the down the street.
Is it a wax shack?
No, Whack Shack.
What's a wax shack?
So you go in there and get whacked.
What kind of
But
whack?
It's under the guise of
Are you
like,
talking about a massage parlor?
Tweena or something like that.
What is it?
Oh, called a wax shack. Tweena.
We should send you in there with a little audio recording.
Totally.
We'll get it going.
Like, why do you have a microphone?
That's not a microphone. That's my penis.
That's my penis. I could see that. This week you should also... do your lemonade.
Oh, the master cleanse.
You should do the master cleanse.
I should.
And then record how the master cleanse goes on your memo pad.
Put a microphone in the toilet and just be like, what comes out of my ass?
It would just be water.
You guys want to take a short dance break?
Yeah.
Short dance break.
Let's dance with this Chinese lady.
Caller, you're on the air.
Are you hanging up on him?
David
Giggle.
Hey! What's going on? Jersey Josh.
Jersey Josh in the house. How's everybody doing?
We're good, doing man. Good. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's been a beautiful hot. It's muggy today. Muggy
and buggy. Muggy and buggy. What's going on, Jersey Josh? What's going on out there in the world with you?
Me?
Yeah.
Me, it's all about international music and Baba Maal lately. That's what it's about for me. I saw Baba Maal at Irving Plaza, the Fillmore East, on Friday.
Who the hell is that?
And it was Baba Maal is a musician from Senegal who's known all over the world, except, you know, the United States is kind of not as open to the worldwide scene as everyone else. Well,
right.
Jersey Josh knows about people like
Jersey
it
Josh.
Was incredible.
Yeah,
I got up on stage and danced with these people. It was amazing.
Oh,
like,
these people!
These people!
Careful, Josh.
Yeah, Josh, come on now, Jersey.
I thought
Josh.
You were a man of the world.
There's footage if you search on YouTube.
There's a lot of footage
someone
on YouTube.
Posted up footage. If you do Baba Maal Irving Plaza, you can see footage
you?
Of people on stage. I'm in a white shirt in the back, clapping my hands on stage.
I want to see this. I want to see this.
We'll look for it. We'll look for it. We'll post it up online.
There you go.
Jersey
you
Josh, go. I have a question for you.
Ask away.
You're a man who likes soda.
I love soda.
Love soda. You love soda. Would you be willing?
Wait, did you just look left and right?
I love soda.
I love soda.
All right. So you love soda. You love soda more than the average man, right?
I do. I've had battles of quitting and going back onto the, you know, onto the soda.
Would you be willing next week to come on and do a power hour, 3 ounces of 3 ounces of soda shot per minute for every minute that we're on the show?
Yeah, and before you answer, we get to pick the sodas.
We get to pick the sodas.
I get to pick the sodas, huh? Well, let's see. One every single minute for an hour. That's 3 ounces. Have you calculated how many liters that is?
That's 220 ounces.
And how many ounces are in a liter?
No,
we're not doing conversion. There's 64 ounces in a.
Well, if I know from Power Hour that I've done with alcohol, like any reasonable person,
it's like an ounce.
You end up drinking like a six pack plus half
right.
beer.
Right.
Like
I could do it. Yeah, I mean, I would be willing.
He's doing it. He's doing it.
What do we got here? What do I get? What do I walk away with here?
We'll find you something.
Well,
if you can do it.
You get 80 ounces of soda.
You get 80 ounces of soda. You will get 80 ounces of soda. And then maybe I'll treat you to the soda of your choice. And when we're done.
More soda.
Okay, I'll share a celebratory.
Like actually, if you could do it, I have a trophy.
Stomach pump.
I think right afterwards we all go to Chuck E. Cheese and go out.
Go out.
Yeah, after we pre-party with all that soda.
If you could,
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, you know, Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, we'll go get fucking wasted.
Isn't that where the little kids party go?
Yeah, well, that's where you go to drink soda, right? That's where kids go to get wasted.
I see what you're saying. It's a soda party. It's a soda party.
I got, if you could do it, I have a trophy with your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
He already has it.
I want a David Giggles trophy. For
there it
David
is.
Giggles nice. Trophy, I'll do it.
All right, next done. Week it's on. I like it, Jersey Josh. We'll also talk about soda laws and their impending doom upon your love of soda.
The fat tax.
Fat tax.
Or the soda tax.
Fat tax, yeah, something.
I'm all for the fat tax. That's gonna deter people like me who don't have a lot of money.
I love it, Josh. All right, so next week we'll talk to you, we'll get it all worked out, and then we'll do it.
Beautiful. I love it.
All right, buddy. Go Babu Mal.
Stay real.
All right, later, buddy. It's on.
Good caller.
Good caller.
Really good caller.
Had a lot of energy that time.
Hey, he's got tons of energy. He's drinking
good.
Soda.
He's drinking good. Soda. He did sound good.
Mm. Yeah, he sounded better than all of our other callers.
Well, that's because he's a little bit of higher intelligence than our other callers. 646-915-9228.
Oh, this is too much shit to run. This is too much shit to run.
It's a lot.
Next week we'll get back on the regular.
I'm exhausted.
And this kid's got to bring his laptop.
Yeah, I'll bring mine in.
What time we got? Producer,
we got a couple more minutes.
Yeah, I mean, now you know. Do you think Larry King ever is like, yeah, I'm just kind of looks at his watch. He's like, yeah. Like 5 minutes before the show ends. Like, I think I'm gonna
call
early.
It before you continue. What time do you have? Because I'm thinking about knocking off a bit early.
I need my ninth wife.
So get this, Obama has Jay Leno to the White House.
Now, okay,
which what? What?
No. All right. Okay.
No, go ahead.
No. Sound like ahead. Jay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Which I think is a dick move on Obama. I think Obama should be like, no, Jay Leno, I don't want your ass coming to the White House and doing a comedy show for everybody.
Oh, but did you see it?
No.
Obama killed. So funny.
Really?
Leno died. Obama opened for him.
What?
Makes a joke while he goes on. He's like, the reason I wanted to speak before Jay Leno was because we know what happens when you follow Jay Leno. And like, burns him like
that's
it's like
good,
you're
right?
An ass. Goes on, tells some killer jokes, really funny stuff. Some made some birther jokes, made some wild, like did nothing was off limits. Just he was like Richard Pryor,
yeah,
Richard Pryor,
Bill Hicks, Sam Kinison. Just spoke from the heart.
Yeah,
nailed it.
You think
Jay Leno gets up there and starts reading cue cards? He's like,
I'm Jay Leno.
Not so funny.
I got a big chin.
And dies, just completely dies.
But do you think?
I think it's better he brought him in than
you sure. What if like Obama like did like a presidential address? Like, took over the airwaves and was like, Jay Leno, you're a dick. That would have been so awesome. You know?
I don't think he'd go that far.
No?
But how much do you think that was actually written compared to off the cuff for Obama?
It's totally written.
All of it was written.
I mean, but I think he probably had a pretty good...
It was all delivery, though.
Yeah.
You're saying it was all delivery.
I don't think that they brought in, like, Louis C.K. to, like, write jokes for the president.
That would be badass, though.
It would be badass.
If I were doing it,
he would have been like,
Obama.
Malia's pussy smells like... But, it's like, whoa.
I had to clean my kid's pussy.
Too
on his Too much.
Being a parent is horrible.
Do you think the Obamas, like, parent their kids? You know?
to some degree. I mean, what else does that other woman have to do?
Do they parent their kids?
Do they parent their kids?
They couldn't get. They yeah, they do.
I mean, do you think Malia comes in there and is like, "Hey, Dad, can you help me with my homework?"
Mm-hmm. Her story. I mean, now she's surrounded by people taking pictures of this and like everyone else is there. But
it's a great photo op. Like Obama helping her out with her math. Yeah. Oh, that's it's priceless. I want that picture.
Photo op. Yeah. You want to take that picture?
I want to take that picture.
Yeah. If you. What would it take for you to get a press pass to the White House? Could you pass the security, the background check?
No.
I got a background check. By
they would look at. They would listen to these radio shows. There'd be somebody whose job it was.
It was true.
To listen to this radio show and like catch every racial, off-cuff remark.
you're from Florida anyway. You're already Nick.
Oh my gosh!
I had a President Bill Clinton came and spoke at my college.
Really?
Yep.
You graduated?
I did, and. I was part of the
ECU, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Biggest party school.
Biggest party school ever. So anyway, I was part of the videography team that was taping the whole thing. My headphones just went out. There we go.
But we didn't need to know that.
And so they had to do a background check on me, mm-hmm. and they had to run everything about me. Apparently, they didn't find anything because they let me in. But I'm suspect to see what they actually found.
Yeah. Do you? There's a site called Spokio. Spokeo.
Yeah.
And, like, you type in your name, and it says, like, your income. It says your family members. It's kind of – we'll do it for Jason Curtis right now. And see –
No, we won't.
No?
Spokio?
Spokio.
This?
Yeah. Put in Dave Colonna.
Yeah, let's do Dave. Let's do Dave.
Let's hear it.
Find out.
Speaking of Jay Leno. Right,
put your name in.
He's got your street.
Do you live on
a Greek god?
Yeah.
Not for long.
Oh, great. There it is. Your phone number's there.
Yeah, it's there.
Pictures of you.
You have a lot of photos. You got married. You have a baby.
I do.
They all say sample over them. Got that. All right. So this is how they describe you.
Go to the phone number and call them while we're describing it.
You're going to call him?
I'm going to call that number.
You're going to prove that.
Let's call this number. Okay. Let's see who we get. But and then
according to Spokio, this is what this says. You're in your early 30s.
It's true.
You're Caucasian?
No.
Yeah, you are.
He's Italian.
Oh. I'm looking at you now. You're Caucasian.
Right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dave Colonna?
Who?
Dave Colonna?
Dave?
Dave Colonna.
Nah, you got the wrong number, buddy.
Okay. Thank you.
The answer is no. Unless
so
guy
the phone number's wrong.
My number.
Okay.
Address is right. Phone number's wrong.
Phone number's wrong.
Check one off.
One off.
This is going to get really personal. It says you're a tradesman. That's your occupation.
Sure. Why not?
You're part of
trading shit all over the place.
It says you're an Aquarius.
It says you live in a single family home.
This is true. Single family home.
Single family house.
It says some college, though. It doesn't say graduated.
That would be a jailhouse.
It says you've lived at your current residence for 3 years.
Is that true?
No, longer than that.
Okay. Your zodiac sign is Aquarius.
That is true.
Wow.
Gender, they got me pegged. Male. They got me pegged.
Estimated value of your home. There's a lot more. Estimated value of your home, $1 million.
That's pretty good.
You rent, right?
Well, yeah, totally. Okay.
Well, that doesn't count.
No.
Neighborhood? You live in a middle-class neighborhood.
Middle-class.
Yeah. So.
We're all middle-class.
Yeah. No elitism here.
No elitism here or down in the gutter.
It's, I'm going to go in order. It says that, your credit estimate is just below halfway. It uses a gas tank meter.
A gas tank meter.
And you're just under the halfway.
Okay. It sounds about.
Your wealth level, it just shows. It doesn't show a reading. It just.
You got to pay extra for that. Chart.
You got to pay extra for that. Sure. Extra.
Credit estimate, too. Lifestyle and interest. It says you enjoy toys.
Yep. Who doesn't enjoy toys?
Butt toys.
Aw.
He likes
went
buttons.
There. You went,
he went there. He'll always go there.
Says you're not.
Because he wants to kiss me.
You're not interested in politics.
Not interested in politics. I talk politics though.
He didn't vote.
What would you say that's accurate?
That is not accurate.
Okay. Says you enjoy retail shopping.
That is not accurate.
It says you also enjoy just shopping, just general shopping.
Nope. Not accurate.
Shopping. You hate shopping.
Hate it. Despise it.
Household. Says there's only one person in your household.
Oh, which is not true.
No.
Kind of.
Children? Says no children.
No children.
Describes your house, two-unit single-family home built in 1985.
That is not true.
Okay. You live in Brooklyn.
Sure.
And then it gives a bunch of information about Brooklyn we won't get into. Okay,
nobody cares. That's pretty good. Let's do me a favor while you're on the internet. Find out what other Mike Bradleys are saying.
Oh yeah, this is a good time. Let's see what's going on in the Twitterverse with all the Mike Bradleys.
All the Mike Bradleys of the world.
All the Mike.
Why do you got to use my first and last name?
You just use my.
It's true, Dave Colonna.
They're doing background checks on us.
I know.
And we'll do a less scientific version of Mike Bradley's check.
Check. Nose job, please. Check.
Yep. Check. I would like to try the. Oh, Jesus Christ. What are you, tired?
Yeah. Seriously,
that's
what is
that? It's
a late
show.
It's a late show.
Speaking of... There's only a couple. Great Mike Bradley finds something new on Google Maps every day.
I do.
This is true.
Rock slide takes out TVA water flume in Polk County. Tennessee Valley Authority spokesman Mike Bradley said... Twitter.
Fucking Twitter.
Joe's there. Joe's in Tennessee.
Joe's in Tennessee.
Maybe he's a part of that.
Tennessee, there ain't no place I'd rather be.
Mm-mm.
A dry campus doesn't stop Mike Bradley from bringing a cooler.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That sounds like the Mike Bradley I want to hang out
totally.
With.
Totally. I show up, like in college, I used to show up to parties with a cooler full of beer.
Just like you went to work the other day on acid.
It's true. Trip balls.
Tripping balls.
Nose jobs. They all look like lizards.
Wow. Lizards.
And this thus concludes what's going on in the Twitterverse with Mike Bradley.
It was good.
It's real good.
It was good.
Good show.
Good show.
We just improvised.
That was nice. Song. Maybe I'll make up a little sounder for that. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Maybe so, we'll
do that after.
You know what's going on, I think, right about now? Mm-hmm. Conan is making his a debut.
Tickets are $100 for that
show. No, he's on 60 Minutes tonight.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's over 60 Minutes. It's on 7.
It's on 7? So he made his we could have broadcast.
So go to
that.
YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, he made his debut.
That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. He was allowed to speak yesterday and spoke today.
Mm. Ooh, I think our friend Joe Marconi's in trouble.
Uh-oh,
we may want to call him.
Why?
Because he just put on the internet, he said that he was in Nashville, and he was going to just, I think, crash for the night. And he's like, Nashville's flooded. I got to go.
Nashville's flooded.
And then he just put something that says he needs to get the fuck out of there.
Get out of Dodge.
Let's call him.
Swear, John.
I give him a call.
Let's see. Oops, I just said... almost dial my ex-girlfriend. That would have been good.
That would have actually been pretty good.
Would have been pretty funny.
I heard you're wet. I heard you're wet. Fuck you, Mike Bradley.
Mike Bradley doesn't care about a dry campus. He's showing up with a keg.
It's true.
And a glue.
Is he there?
I think he hung. He's probably putting his Bluetooth in. Joe?
Channel House?
Joe?
It might be raining really hard and you can't.
He might be flooded. He might be done.
He might be dead.
Done.
Jeez.
Do you go save a guy like that or do you just let him go?
Well, he's all the way down in Tennessee. That's like 2 days.
Call him again because he just Twittered. He said, I'm having a weird revelation. I went to New Orleans and it gets a massive oil spill. I went to Nashville and it floods entirely.
It's like the 10 plagues on his ass.
Right.
Like he's like Charlton Heston.
New York, he is coming back.
Yul Brynner.
He's coming back, New York. New York.
Be scared.
I'd be scared.
I hope we get locusts.
Do you know locusts are just crickets?
Joe.
Joe.
What's going on?
Joe, dude. What's going on in Nashville, bro?
Oh, my gosh, dude. Shit, this place is fucking flooded entirely.
Really?
Shit is crazy. Shit is crazy. I just had this revelation, and I just posted it seconds before you called. I go to New Orleans, and a massive oil spill washes up on shore, okay? I go to Nashville, and the fucking city gets entirely flooded and shut down.
We're going
to
call him Natural Disaster Joe.
I'm seeing a pattern here. I'm afraid to go anywhere else.
This sounds like a job for Electron Boy.
Electron Boy. Joe, you should stay where you are. We'll come and get you.
Get to safety, man.
Go to high ground.
This is not good. I don't even know where to go at this point because I haven't charted where I am or where I'm going. I'm just headed east on 40. Can you help me, actually?
Yeah,
yeah. We'll get you.
What
do you need?
What exit number are you at?
It's good radio,
40
guys.
Exit 226, Mount Juliet, Belinda Parkway.
Give us a second.
Do you want a hotel or do you want to like just get the F out of there?
Get the fuck out.
What amenities are you looking for, Joe?
Jailhouse.
What am I looking for? I don't know. What can I get can you get me? I mean, I think camp is out of the question unless I can find a spot where it's not.
Don't camp.
You don't want that.
Don't camp.
Flooded, so.
You don't want that.
Yeah, I just want to crash for a place for the night.
Shoot,
I would go all the way home, but that's like 20 hours of driving.
You don't want to do that. You're going to bring the locust with you.
Hey, are you near Hopkinsville, Kentucky?
He doesn't.
Did
we lose him?
Y'all say?
Are you near Hopkinsville, Kentucky?
Did you hear Jailhouse Joe just said, what'd y'all say? He's bringing back the South.
I'm in Tennessee, dude.
All right. Yeah, I know. They're next to each other.
Like, I'm in between Nashville and Knoxville. That's where I am right now.
Johnny Knoxville.
All right, I got you.
All right.
So you're near Mount Juliet. Okay, I got you on the map. We're doing a hotel search now.
Say that again?
We're doing a hotel search. We're going to get you a hotel.
Nice. I like it.
That's what we're doing. We got nothing better to do on the radio show than to get you a hotel.
I love it, Joe.
We're saving Joe's life.
Saving Joe's life.
All right, Joe, it looks like exit 232-ish. There's going to be two options there. There's a sleep-in coming up.
Sleep-ins are nice.
Cheap.
And there's a value place. I say go to sleep-in first.
Go to sleep-in.
But you got hotels coming up in like 5 miles, bud.
Can you hear that? Exit 232, the sleep in.
The sleep in, 232.
232, do you want the number?
That's pretty close. Why don't you get me somewhere further? Because since I'm on the road, I'm going to pull out in like another couple hours.
What is he, what?
Well, just a moment while we return your selection.
What are we here?
Three travel agents.
You know, give me something a couple hours up the road.
Because I got to go to Virginia tomorrow, so... I mean, since we're all working together on this, you know, I'm thinking maybe if I get somewhere in North Carolina,
y'all,
tonight, that'd be fucking cool.
Yeah,
then like you're... Greensboro or Asheville, something like that.
Asheville's gonna be fine, man. Asheville's right across the little old border there. You got a haul. You got another like 4 hours though.
It's good radio, guys.
You know that he can't hear me. Like, you have to repeat what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, look up a fucking hotel in Asheville. That's my best advice now. Because now you're like, I want to go to Asheville. Okay.
I think that's what he's looking at you for.
Yeah, do you need a number? Does he need a number?
Do you need a number of a hotel in Asheville?
All right,
we'll
work on this off the air.
Yeah.
All right, so you want a hotel in Asheville?
Something like that. I think this goes to Asheville. I think 40 goes.
It does.
Yeah, it does. It does.
It does.
pick up one of those green travel on the go books at the rest area, and yeah, they have like deals on hotels.
Just know that you have about 220
miles.
Something miles to go.
Yeah, you got about 220 miles or so to go. Can you do that?
From where I am now?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I've already done like close to 600 a day.
Jeez. All right. Well, if you get tired, the 232, yeah, to sleep in.
Oh, I'm at 232 right now.
He wants to keep going.
I just, like, if I figure since I'm on the road, I want to do like another hour.
Tommy's got another 220 to go to Asheville. Well,
I'll see. Check that number to me, and I'll see if I can get it. But wait, how's it been in the house?
Naked Curtis. Naked Curtis.
Still naked, Joe.
That's all I gotta say. Naked.
It's hot outside. I installed an air conditioner. Yeah, she did.
She's out.
I just got the update, and she had a broken pelvis when they went in to check her head.
This is the upstairs neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's recovering from that, and yeah, apparently she's on so many drugs right now because of the pelvis that they can't tell if she's crazy. No, that's true.
That makes sense.
That's exactly
that makes sense.
Happened.
She's a, how old is she? Like 90?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she lost it.
Poor thing.
Poor thing.
I need to send her a card. All right.
She's tough. All right, Joe,
we'll send you. I'll send you a text message that gives you my thoughts on driving all the way to Asheville in the rain.
Good work, buddy.
That'd be great.
Right. Good luck, buddy.
Bye. Later, dude.
Bye.
See you, Joe.
And that's the end of our show. We save somebody.
Will Joe make it?
Will Joe make it? We'll find out next time.
We got to be superheroes.
We did.
We did.
You know what? Electron Boy, Neutron Boy,
Travel Boy.
Travel Boy. Good work, guys.
All right.
We'll see you next week.